The Bellamy Mansion in downtown Wilmington is all dressed up for the holidays. This Saturday evening from 4 to 7 o'clock, the Bellamy Mansion and the Bergwin Wright House are having the 4th annual Christmas stroll through the past. The executive director of the Bellamy Mansion, Gareth Evans, stopped in to chat about it.
We have a series of choirs, music, refreshments, costumed interpreters, and we do it in conjunction with the Bergwin Wright, so it's two blocks down the hill, and they have a petting zoo as well as all the rest of the similar sort of dressed interpreters and all the rest of it. The petting zoo is cool for the kids particularly because they get to hang out with all these farmyard animals, including, oddly, a series of llamas, Christmas llamas. I mean, why not? This one was Cookie the Christmas Llama one year, and you come in, it's a trippy thing to see. It's really fun. And have llamas peering in the windows of that house. But people had a fabulous time. It was like 400 people out last year, even in the cold and this and that. But it's called a stroll because we walk everybody between the two houses. We put luminaries out on Keenan Fountain and all down the street between the two houses. And so it's a decorative pathway, and people sing occasionally along the pathway and as you get to each house. That's sort of a throwback kind of event. It feels that way to some old Christmas sort of Dickensian thing about it, and it's lovely. It's a lovely way to round out the year.
And you have some refreshments.
Yeah. So everybody bakes. So it's a lot of homemade cookies and breads and cakes and things like that. And then usually hot cocoa and that kind of thing as well. Wassail. Non-alcoholic, but wassail. And that's all lovely. So it's sort of a convivial feel to it, you know, very, very festive, particularly when the choir starts singing. They sing on the stairs inside the Bellamy House. And it sort of fills the whole place. It's really nice.
About a week later.
Yeah, 19th and 20th.
19th and 20th. Tell me what's going on then.
We throw open the doors to everybody for free in the community to come in and just take a look at the lights. It's called Nights of Lights. Volunteers staff it and tell you a little bit about the house as you go through it. But really, because we've decorated four floors and the exterior of the house with all these trees and garlands and a lot else, we want to show it off. So to get a crowd in and just take a look around, no formal anything programming-wise, just to have a look and be sociable and be communal at Christmas. That's another lovely event. It's quite different because it doesn't have any set choirs or anything like that. It's just people talking. And they enjoy the space very much. We had about 50 volunteers come in over a couple of weeks, led by an interior designer named Marcia Bruder, and they have this particular view of the place and how it should look. And they really go to town on it. It looks phenomenal in there.
How many trees do you have up in the mansion?
9, I think we have. And you can see, as you drive by of an evening, you see about 3 or 4 of them out of the window as you go by. And we leave them on all night long. And, you know, the house is uplit. So you see the garlands outside and the wreaths in the window and all that. And it being a white house with all this colorful little sort of touches to it, you sort of get that Christmassy feel as you go by it, which is festive, really festive down there.
That was Gareth Evans, executive director of the Bellamy Mansion. The Christmas Stroll Through the Past is this Saturday from 4 to 7 o'clock, and the Nights of Lights are Monday and Tuesday, December 19th and 20th at the Mansion. Find details about both events at whqr.org.